going to look at immediate reconstruction now. Obviously, the immediate reconstruction audit is going on at the moment, and we hope you're putting all your cases into that. But within the breast screening, we asked how many cases had immediate reconstruction recorded, and you can see that it was only 13%, 23% of non-invasive cancers and 10% of invasive cancers. But one of the things we wanted to pick out was this quite big difference between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, I mean, they happen to be at the two ends of the scale, so I suppose the question to pose to the regional representatives for Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland is, what do we know about the reasons for this? Why are the immediate reconstruction rates so different in the two countries?
Thank you, sir. Yep.
Yes, Robert Kennedy, QA rep from Northern Ireland. There are many differences between people in Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. But we'll not go into that right now. We've, as you've sort of alluded to early on in the presentation, we've had quite a few difficulties with data collection over the last few years, which we are starting to be able to address, and hopefully by this time next year we'll have been fully addressed. Of the three screening units, or the four screening units, three of them have surgeons who do reconstructive surgery, and we're very surprised to see this. And I found at least seven patients who've had reconstruction rather than the threes. That takes us up to about 10%, which is into the average, and there may be more. So,
so you've got a data problem.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think we'll leave it at that, actually.
Yep.
So the next question to the audience.